When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Cristiano, great to have you with us on BT Sport. Let's talk about the movie. It's being billed as Ronaldo the man, Ronaldo the person. What impression do you think people will have of you once they watch the film?
To be honest, I'm not worried about the impression you're going to have about me, because it's such a natural movie that I was not thinking about that. Of course, we're always thinking to give a good image, but when you will see the movie, you will see that it's so natural, because I'm not an actor. I don't know how to act. So I think the end of the day, I think the result was great.
We see a lot of your early life, and we hear a lot about that. How difficult was it to cope with being away from home at such a young age, but still remain focused on your football?
I'm always say it was the toughest time in my life. It was when I left my family with 11 years old to live in a different world, which is Lisbon, in the same country, but it looked like it's a different part of the world. I was crying almost every day to miss my family, but I'm not regret because it was probably the more intense moments in my life that I lived through. So without sacrifice, we cannot win nothing. So I did an unbelievable sacrifice, my family too, and I think it was. I did a good option.
When you had those tough times, could you ever have imagined being in the place that you are today?
Of course no. But I always thinking, when I take that decision, I will be a professional player. I will be something in football. This is how I feel, because I was feeling from the beginning that I was different than the other ones. I was more special. I was a special kid. If you can speak with my coaches, my friends, my teammates, everyone see that I was special.
At that time, even with 15 years old, 16 years old, at that time he is at the moment, everybody knows that he is the best player in the world, the best ever. But at that time, with his age, he was the best player in the world, the best ever, because with that age, nobody could do what he was doing. It was something unbelievable.
Something that really comes across in the movie is it's a very nice side to you, actually. We see you with a very strong bond with your son. How has fatherhood changed you?
Well, changed everything. You know, to have Cristiano in a family, one member in the family, a person who have your blood, It's unbelievable. It's a great feeling, because I always dreaming to have a kid young. I had with 25, and to have Cristiano to follow his father, to see his father in TV, in life, to play football, and want to be like me. For me, it's kind of a dream.
Are you surprised by some of the top-level sports journalists still working in this industry who write about you, yet they still have some negative perceptions of you because they still don't really know you?
It's part of the business. I have to respect that. They have to sell, they have to make money. It's normal, it's part of the business. So I respect that. But these people, they are not my friends. So it's normal. Maybe in the beginning I was worried, people who speak bad, but now this is not interfering my the way I see the football, my life, personal life or professional life. For me, this is doesn't matter anymore.
In England, there's often a sense that players are given a hard time by journalists, but also by pundits, so often fellow professionals. Do you think they have the right to criticise you and be critical of your performances?
Of course. I think it's what I respect more the people is they criticise me about my job. This is our respect, and the people should do that because they are his jobs to do an analysis of about what they see. I'm used to be criticised many years. And I know to live with that. For me, it's not a problem anymore. I live with that comfortable.
Looking over your career, what would you say was your greatest performance?
A greatest performance? Oh, it's tough. It's tough. I prefer to say a year. Probably the last 2 years, last year, when we win the Champions League here in Madrid. But I have so many great moments, thanks God. Not just here, but in Manchester too, when we win the Champions League, the Cups, the League. When I win the Golden Ball, Golden Boot, here in Real Madrid, I did the same and I win the same. It's hard to say a specific moment. I had so great moments in my career so far that it's not will be fair to mention only one. I have to mention many years, the last 8 years in my point of view, it was amazing. And to be in a top level 8 years is not easy. It's not for everyone. It's hard.
Okay, so what's been the most disappointing moment of your career?
Disappointing. It's kind of the same. When we lost the finals, Champions League or Cups, when you lost the, you know, big competitions, when you don't go through in the groups, national team or Real Madrid or whatever. It's the most complicated moments is when you lost. When you lost and when you lost the finals, or it's the most hardest moments. But it's part. It's part of the job. And we have to live with that because it's normal.
You've played under some amazing football managers as well. What have you learned from each of them?
I learned everything with... I learned many things with everyone. Not only one, but with everyone. I think it's good. And this has made me feel happy because all the coaches that I had, I learned something. So I'm great. I'm a happy person. I'm a lucky person to share my football, the way I am, the trainings with these great coaches that I had in the past and now.
Someone who's having a bit of a hard time right now is Jose Mourinho. Where on the scale of top football managers would you rate him?
I will put him in the top. I'm always say that. It's a good coach. He did many good things. He win many trophies for the other clubs, but it's I don't want to speak about the other coaches because, you know, my coach is now it's Benitez, and I'm comfortable. For sure, we're going to win many things together, and I'm happy with that.
What would you say are the differences or the main differences between the Premier League and La Liga?
For me, in my opinion, it's the best leagues in the world, Spanish and English. I think in England they are more honest players. They are faster and stronger than here, but here they have other point. They are more technic. It's different, but I think both it's great. I had the opportunity to play in both, and I'm so happy because I think they are great. If you see the in the Champions League, they always Spanish team and English teams in a semifinals, and that it's mean that the football it's great.
Who do you think are the most exciting young players that are coming through?
So you see many players with potential. For example, I will mention Odegaard, for example, of Madrid. You have 16, still young, but we can see that it's very good player. Hazard, for example, the number 7 of Manchester, Depay, is a good player too. Pogba, maybe. Neymar. I think you have many, many good players, and it's good for the football.
We see you on in the movie when Lionel Messi wins his fourth Ballon d'Or. It's evident to see your disappointment in your face. Do you think having that rivalry between you has been good for both you and for him?
I'm always disappointing when I'm lost. It's normal. I'm always going to be like that. I'm not a fake person. I'm going to hiding when I feel disappointing. But it's not depend on me. For example, in the Golden Ball, don't depend on me. It depends on votes. And votes, you never know what's going to happen. For example, Golden Boot don't depend on votes. Depends on statistics. It's completely different. But I'm not complaining because I win 3 times and never thinking that I will win 1 Golden Ball. So to win 3 for me, it's great. Give me great motivation to still work good and hard to achieve more if it's possible. But I'm not worried about that because I think the things is coming natural in a right moment. So I want more and more. I still have many years to play football and I want to win more things.
And do you think having that intense rivalry makes you a better player? Having someone who is constantly compared to you, does that make you more motivated to be even better?
But I'm always motivated. And I don't need other players to motivate myself. But of course, Messi is an unbelievable player. And maybe in the end of me, maybe he pushed me more, harder, to be better and better. Probably, yes.
You don't need to compare Cristiano with this player or any other player. Cristiano, his motivation, he has always all the motivation. He was 6 years in Man United. He was improving a lot. And nobody did like him. He was the best ever in Man United. He is the best ever in Real Madrid. And keeping that performance, it's very difficult. Just a player like Cristiano, just Cristiano can do it.
I try to be the best professional in my job. I try to be the best all the time. Sometimes it's not possible because, you know, we are human beings and we are not machines. But in my mind, I'm the best and I work like the best. So this is going to be my the way I see my life to the end of my life. So this is what I want and what I want to be.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.